Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
TDs and senators from outside Dublin are struggling to find hotel rooms during the Dáil term, with some resorting to sleeping in their cars and booking into rooms an hour outside of the city. With demand for hotel rooms across the city soaring as tourists return from following COVID and, of course, the Ukrainian refugee crisis, they're being put in temporary housing. Accommodation prices have spiked and many politicians have been left struggling to find a place to stay. So obviously it's important now because it's affecting politicians, not just everybody else. But anyway, several TDs and senators living long distance from the capital have also resorted to staying in guest house accommodation in Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. And by the way, you can be sure, by the way, they'll add to their expenses the cost of getting from those places to the Dáil. About 16,500 beds have been contracted by the state, including in hotels. And that's just in relation to the Ukrainian refugees currently at the moment. With the summer rapidly approaching, many hotels that would have been previously hosting weddings and people on holidays around the country will be occupied for the foreseeable future, leaving less and less accommodation available. So it has to have a massive knock-on effect on tourism. It'll have a massive knock-on effect on, I suppose, domestic tourism, and also a massive knock-on effect in relation to, you know, events, weddings, birthday parties, 21st. Do people still have those things? Baptismals, all those kind of things that you have generally in a hotel where people might want to stay over. But today, I want to know, have you had an issue trying to book a trip away this summer in Ireland? Obviously, we're talking about. Or maybe you've had an event or a room cancelled. And the number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Have you tried to get yourself a room in Ireland? Now, a friend of mine did say that he was planning on staying in Ireland for those holidays this year, but instead, for the price that he was being quoted to stay in Ireland for a weekend, he got a trip for a week to Lanzarote with the whole family. And that's the story I'm kind of hearing a lot across the nation at the moment because of the supply and demand. So please let us know what your experience have been. Maybe you've had an event cancelled because the hotel has been taken over by the state and the Department of Justice and contracted to house Ukrainian refugees. And before we go any further, can I point out clearly that nobody is against the idea of helping refugees. Of course, everybody is, and everybody is absolutely empathises with the tragedy that's happening in the Ukraine. But we also have a responsibility and a duty to the citizens of this country too, because otherwise that would be a dereliction of duty by government if indeed, by helping refugees, we affected the lives or the lifestyles of people here in our own country too. We all have to, there's a little bit of pain involved, of course, but not to the point where the country comes to a standstill or the tourism industry comes to a standstill. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Have you had an event or a room cancelled? We want to hear from you right now. Send us a WhatsApp message or voicemail or whatever you want to do. Let me go to Steve if I can first. Steve, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. Adrian, Steve.
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, Steve, I'm glad I mentioned this today because you yourself have had a situation. So explain your situation to me and what happened.
Okay, right. Over the rubbish we've had the last few years, we've been engaged for about 4 years, yeah? And we were planning to get married, you know, way sooner than now. So when things started being lifted, where's the amount of people you can have at the wedding and things like that, we went and we were ready to go because we saved money in the pandemic, believe it or not. We saved money, right?
Yeah.
And we were ready to rock and roll. So come February, we went in and we booked a hotel in a hometown.
Yeah.
In my home. Well,
don't mention the name of the hotel just at the moment if you can.
Obviously. No, I won't mention the hotel. Yeah. I just said it's a lovely seaside town in County Cork.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we went up and we booked it in February. So
was it expensive, by the way?
To be honest with you, I don't think so. We got
a
great deal.
You got a good deal. Okay. And how many people, by the way, were you planning on having at the wedding?
Well, in total, there would have been anything between 80 and 100 people.
Okay. Okay. It's a medium-sized wedding. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't any Jordan or Katie Price or any Garrobs.
I know.
Let's be honest, you know. But, you know, it was a modest wedding, we'd call it, right?
Yeah.
So we booked it. He took all our details, took our numbers, took everything.
Deposit said, paid? Did you pay a deposit?
No.
Okay.
This is part of the whole thing, you see.
Okay, okay.
So he emailed me confirming that, yeah, this can go ahead. You're grand for July the 11th. So we said, grand. Anyway, we went about 2 weeks, we hadn't heard nothing, and for about the following 6 weeks, up until the third week of April, we had been up there 3-4 times, up at the reception, saying, yeah, we want to speak to blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
general manager, and, you know, we're here to actually either pay a deposit, or, preferably, we want to pay you in full.
Oh, okay. Well, right? That wouldn't be normal procedure to pay in full before the wedding, but if that's your choice to do that, I suppose.
Yes, but maybe not so far in advance.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? So we just want to get all our bills boxed off and out to where that we're not starting marriage and there's renting and things like that. And anytime we went there or contacted the hotel forwarding, asking to speak to this manager, the general manager, he was never available. He was never there.
And did he call you back? Did you leave a message for him to call you
no.
back?
Yes, I left messages to call me back. I left maybe 7-8 emails.
Well, you must have been getting very concerned at that stage.
Well, we were, yeah. Yeah, we were very concerned. Next thing we came and went to about the 19th of April, and in the town we're in, you know, your average-sized town in Ireland, everybody knows everything.
Mm.
And there was rumours floating around the town that, you know, geez, hi, Steve, will your wedding go ahead? I'm saying, well, why won't it? Like, you know,
yeah,
you know.
You were the only one who didn't seem to spot this, but go on, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And they said, well, it's fair to talk about the place where you're having it there, the reception. All Ukrainians are going in there, you know.
Okay, so the locals already kind of knew at this stage that the hotel had been contacted, obviously by the Department of Justice, and that's who I think they deal with, the hotels deal with, to block book the rooms, yeah.
Yeah, it was on the town's grapevine, as you could say, right?
Yeah,
which there was nothing confirmed, but nobody could give a definite, but this was the rumour around the town.
So did you go immediately to the hotel? I imagine you did.
Yes.
Yeah,
definitely, you know. So did this manager isn't available, phone call after phone call.
But did you not try calling directly? Because I'm assuming you don't live too far from it.
So yeah. And
he wasn't available even when you called?
No, nobody was available.
Oh, right.
Nobody. I said, well, look, there's rumours all over the town, basically, that Ukrainians are coming in here very, very shortly, and my wedding isn't going to go ahead, it's going to be cancelled. And I was told distinctly by the people on the reception, no, there is nothing being cancelled, you are very safe.
Okay.
Relax, your wedding is going ahead.
It's an awful shame you didn't get that in writing, but go on, yeah? Go on.
So, yeah, kind of thumbs up. Off out the gaff anyway again. Next thing, I tried to call the manager again on the 20th of April, right?
Yeah.
I didn't exactly walk into the hotel, listen, this is all on telephone. No, he's not available. He's not in today. So I'm getting a bit kind of, geez, for a general manager, does he ever walk?
is he ever available? Is he a busy man? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he can't be that busy. It's not even peak season, not even holiday season.
Yeah.
So, that's the way it was. Next day, anyway, 25 past 12, not too far from the time it is now, on the 21st of April, I get a phone call from somebody working on reception in the hotel informing me that the booking that I had made for a wedding reception in July the 11th is now being cancelled, and all bookings from here on forward are being cancelled.
So it wasn't just your wedding, by the way. There was many other people may have had weddings
yes.
booked.
And, yeah,
they were all cancelled.
That's what I was told on the phone. So
how did you break that news to your beautiful future wife?
With difficulty.
I'd say you did, all right. And how did she... Know? I'd say she was devastated, was she? Well, I know you were devastated, but of course...
Both of us were just... Yeah. Nearly fit to cry like at that
stage. I can imagine,
you know?
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, and then, anyway.
And have you got invitations sent out and everything, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Invitations out, our honeymoon was booked, all the accommodation, everything, or, you know, our room for the night, everything.
And I'm assuming the other people, like the best man and the bride's mother and father or whoever, they all booked rooms as well, I assume.
Yes, there was... I don't know how many rooms were booked in the hotel that night. And, leave me just say, they were €192 per night for each room.
Okay, that's not cheap either. Yeah, okay. Mind you, it's not the worst I've heard, but it's not cheap. So did they inform all the guests then that had booked rooms? Did they call them as well?
No. So they did not. No. Right. So anyway, of course, when I got to that news anyway on the 24th, my first reaction was, from what I've been hearing the last year, I said, all right, so it's all going to Ukrainians, is it? And I can just go jump like, our wedding, it doesn't mean nothing. We're local people here. You're a local business. What are you doing to us? And all I got is, we can't confirm that.
Okay.
That's all I got, right? So, anyway, of course, my fiancé and I, we jumped on the bandwagon straight away because we knew lots of other places would be totally booked out because the tournament is...
Well, it's short notice, isn't it, apart from anything else, yeah.
Well, 3 months, you could say, and the tournament, there's only 3 hotels, and there was one of them already been allocated to Ukrainians before this.
Yeah.
So there was basically one hotel left.
So there was one left, yeah. So did you go to that hotel that was left?
We did. We jumped on that.
And what did they say?
Right. Because of everything that has been booked out, that has all the cancellations and things like that, they're fully booked out. They have a conference going on for that whole week.
Oh.
So
that's the end of that?
What
are you going to do? You're going to have to move county to get married now?
No, we were very lucky. There's a gentleman who's general manager in, let's say, a venue.
Yeah.
In the town we're in. It's not a hotel, but it's a venue. There's no accommodation there.
Do they have a bar?
Are you crazy? Of course they've got a bar.
I'm only asking. It wouldn't be much of a wedding without it, would it?
No, we should all wedding without a bar, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So they'll go to accommodate the whole reception and everything. So.
And where are you going to get the food? Will the venue have food or do you have to organise catering?
It's a full-time restaurant and all that.
Oh, okay, that's great.
With a full bar.
Okay, well, look, at least you had a decent ending to the story, but that you're pissed off because as much, and I'm assuming you empathise with the tragedy that's happening in the Ukraine and everybody does, and, you know, the fact that...
I find it pretty hard to know after this, to be honest.
Well, I can understand how you've been left with a bit of taste in your mouth, and I can absolutely understand that because obviously it's affected you personally. And by the way, and I understand, and you know, there are people out there listening today who are going to say, ah, oh, God bless him, his wedding is being cancelled, so there's people with bombs falling on their heads, and I get that. But to you, that's important. And that's an important thing. And to your future wife, that's an important thing. And the other thing is, it's dealt with badly. You booked it. It should have went ahead. You know what I mean?
It should have went ahead. And the very least the hotel could have done would have honoured the bookings they had already taken before this.
Mm-hmm.
That is the least they could have done.
Well, you're not on your own in your situation, Steve, because I've had many people contact us in relation. We actually did have somebody on the air going back about a month ago.
Sorry,
a similar situation. Hope that's not COVID. I had many people on the air with similar situations going back about a month ago, and we talked to them in relation to this. So you're not on your own. That many hotels who were block booked by the government to take Ukrainian refugees obviously had to cancel all their events. So they cancelled weddings, and a lot of people like you in that situation were left with a month's notice, you know, or some even less. You know, your wedding is in 3 weeks' time.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, it won't be happening here now, love. And that's the end of it. And you have to go and find somewhere else.
It isn't a case of they had to cancel these things. I mean, a wedding is a private event. That could have still gone ahead. They did not have to cancel that. They could have honoured their bookings.
Their argument is that they'll have nowhere for the people to stay. Obviously, there's booking, there's rooms that would have been booked as well. And from a catering point of view, obviously they have to cater for a full 100% occupancy hotel of refugees. So it would be difficult to cater then for a private event at the same time. And there's obviously staff shortages in relation to that too. So I suppose that's going to be their argument. Now, I can't speak for the hotel. I think what's happened to you is very unfair, and I think it's wrong.
And you think about staff shortages. Mm. That doesn't come into it really in this case because as far as I know, there's thousands upon thousands of Ukrainians looking for jobs. They'd have them on their doorstep.
You're probably right.
So, you know, be realistic here, you know?
No, you're probably right. And the hospitality industry is an industry that will gladly take people in and pay them to work, of course. I think a lot of people would accept that. Look, Steve, all I can say is, so the wedding is happening. What date in July, by the way, is it happening?
The wedding is happening on the 11th of July and we're so looking forward to it.
And what's your future wife's name?
My future wife's name is Jo.
Okay, and good luck to you both. I hope you have a wonderful future together. And I hope you have a wonderful wedding. And where's your honeymoon, by the way?
We're flying out from Dublin on the Wednesday, which is 2 days after two. But we got, oh yeah.
Where? You don't even know where you're going, Steve.
Sunny Beach in Bulgaria.
Oh, it sounds beautiful.
It is absolutely amazing, yeah.
Yeah, I've read some pieces about it and it sounds lovely. It's a beautiful beach, by the way, and it literally is a sunny beach. It is a beautiful beach.
Yeah.
There was a big thing many, many years ago during the Celtic Tiger. Irish people were buying property in Sunny Beach in Bulgaria for some reason. I have no idea why that was happening. But mind you, we were buying property everywhere.
Look it up and you'll see why, you know.
Yeah, well, look, enjoy the honeymoon, enjoy the wedding and have a beautiful, wonderful future together. And look, you know, obviously it was a bit of a hurdle that you came across. It shouldn't have happened the way it happened. But look, at least you got sorted out in the end and it'll go ahead.
We did well. We were the lucky ones out of this video, yeah. You know.
All right, Steve, listen, thanks for drawing attention to it. Look, if you're like Steve and you've had a wedding cancelled, then maybe you're not quite as lucky as Steve that managed to get somewhere else, because there seems to be a huge problem with getting hotel rooms. And many, many people just cannot get a hotel room, including politicians who some suggest they have to sleep in the car. Now, something might actually be done about it because politicians have to sleep in the car.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.